We've got a new picture of the prophet here. Not simply the dour, sour preacher of gloom and doom as we usually picture the prophets, but a man of music, packing a guitar, singing the word. Even one as seemingly prosaic and as staid as the prophet Ezekiel, the Lord describes as one who sings love songs with a beautiful voice and plays an instrument well. As one the people flock to listen, at least for the music, if not always for the words. And in that tradition, Isaiah picks up his guitar and breaks into song as well, a song about the one he loves and a song about the love affair of that one with the vineyard that he has built. How he planted that vineyard on a fertile hillside, and he plowed the ground clean, and he cleared all of the rocks from the ground, and he planted only the choice, the fine vines there. He built a watchtower to guard it. He built a vat to harvest the juice. And he couldn't wait for the grapes and the wine that lies down the road from the grapes. And you can sort of picture the people beginning to smile and beginning to hum along, maybe, because they know wine. They know wine because it's daily fare, and also it's an art form there. They know wine, and they're beginning to tap their feet, maybe. And just as they are brought into the song, the melody breaks down and the guitar twangs and the voice creaks and cracks. How could it be that all we get is wild, bitter grapes? Where's the wine going to come from? At which point, another hand reaches in and takes the microphone. What else could I have done? The vineyard I planted and nurtured with love, and the vineyard whose harvest, whose wine I savored in anticipation. Useless. Fit only to be plowed under, back to ground zero. Now, the vineyard we're talking about, the Lord goes on to explain, the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the people of Judah are his pleasant planting. He expected justice, and for those of you who are not doggishly disadvantaged, he planted justice, mishpat, and all he ended up with was bloodshed, mispach. What he was looking for was righteousness, tzedaka. And all he got was a handful of outcry, tzaka. What kind of a harvest is that? And what began as a song of joy and a song of anticipation and a song of invitation and a song of conviviality becomes first a song of lament, the letdown in the heart of the Lord, and then a dirge, a funeral dirge for that vineyard that's going to be plowed under. And the Lord joins the prophet in that bad song. My wife and I celebrated a kind of a major wedding anniversary. Never would have thought we'd ever got. No, that's not true. Kind of a major anniversary a few months ago, and because we have some children living out in the Bay Area, we decided that's the place where we'd start out from in a few days of leisure, and so we took off from went out to the Bay Area. We hung a right and went north along the coast there of California, which allowed us also to travel through the Valley of the Vines, the Napa Valley, and the Sonoma Valley, and the Russian River Valley, and the Anderson Valley, and there probably were a lot of other valleys that we didn't see the name for, but one valley after another of the most exquisite landscaping. Never seen anything like that. Oh, the meticulous care given to the planting and the care for those vines. Never seen anything like that at all. Each vine on its own cared for, and then line after line of these vines, and then field after field of these vines, and then valley after valley of these vines. Incredible, the love that has gone into the planting and the care for those vines, as well as the painstaking artistry to turn the juice you get, just the raw juice, into wide varieties of the most exquisite wines. Wines of sparkle and wines of bouquet and wines of marvelous taste and flavor. Sour wine is not a biggie out there. Vinegar is not tolerated. Israel was the Lord's vineyard. Planted. I'm going to bring a couple of parts of Isaiah together here. I may not get a passing grade in whatever exegetical course I take. Theology is not bad. Israel was the Lord's vineyard, planted and nurtured to provide the wine, the kind of rich wine the Lord promised at the Feast of the Nations, described in Isaiah 25. Israel was the vineyard through whom all the nations of the earth would be blessed. All the nations. And vinegar is no more an option in that scenario than in Napa Valley. So the divine lament, the letdown of the Lord, not just for Israel, but for those who were to savor the wine. So the lament and the judgment, inevitable. And finally the funeral dirge, not a happy song, but not an empty song either, not a wasted song. And the plowing under did come, came into exile. A little later on down the road came also in the cross. And happily, the plowing under was not the final word. The dirge is not the final note to be sung, because from that exile, and even more, from that cross came a new vine, right? The true vine, the vine into which you and I are graced to be branches abiding in that true vine. And he in us and all of us nurtured by the master vine grower, the Father himself. It's not like he just wrote off the rest of the world because he didn't get a good harvest first time around. We now are part of the vineyard, taken from the nations, grafted into the vine, and are now part of the vineyard, his pleasant planting, that still serve the original purpose, namely that all the families of the earth out there be blessed, to the extent that we are at least part of the vineyard. It seems to me, however, that Isaiah's song still echoes. Take a measure of your own grapes. What kind of wine are you going to be able to offer the people who hear your language and hear your words and are sometimes the brunt of anger
and disappointment and frustration and stress and tension.
Happily, thankfully, we'll switch an image here and say that the option to the plowing under is the drowning of the old Adam. And the invitation into that vine, which is there for the nations and for us. I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. Because apart from me, you can do nothing, which I suppose means in me. All nations of the earth can be blessed even through us, especially through us. In the name of our Lord.